The following shiur has been presented by Harav Nisim Kaplan Shlita, Ram and Yeshiva Smir Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
One of the famous kashas that come when you learn Bava Kama, I'm sure you came across in different dafayomi shiur that you heard, or different tapes that you listened. The famous question is, in Bava Kama, most of the measurements, we'll call it the shuma, that you measure how much the hezek is, how much people will pay for it. And here the Nesivas and Simon Kuf Mem Reisiv Cotton Aleph came with a shaila. I'll maybe bring the practical question. A person broke his friend's glasses. Used glasses for 10 years. For the owner of the glasses, he will pay a lot of money for them. No one else will buy these used glasses. There's no market value of this chayfet. He has to pay or he doesn't have to pay. This is one kind of measurement. Here we'll have to down from two sides of the picture. There's no value, there's no shavius to the chayfetz. No one will pay for it, only the owner. Second of all, Be'etzem, here's another thing to be done. If you broke his glasses, he will need to replace them and you're going him the money for him. So we could be down, decide if it's worth money or not. And if it's called Geyum Lamoman or not Geyum Lamoman, but I'll bring you a better question. A person sends a letter to his friend, and you tear that letter. For the person that got it, it's a very personal letter. It's a letter from his grandfather. No one else will pay a penny for it. There's not even Geyum Lamoman. After it's gone, it's gone. You have to pay for it or you don't have to pay for it. And the Nesivas wanted to say that you don't have to pay for it. And one of his proofs was Bava Kama Daf Peites, the sugi that we learned today in the Daf. I know the Ashkof Rishon, you're thinking where it could be from this Daf. But maybe in a second I'll bring it alive from the Daf. Le'umas this Nesivas, that all the poets can speak it out, Shlomazal Menoyabach and Mincha Shleimoy, it's in Chele Gimel, Simen Kuf Dalet, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that it's not mistabit to him to mekayim this psak of the Nesivas. Le'yala aladas, a person will break someone's glasses and he will not pay for him. Someone will tear someone's letter and he will not pay for them. So Shlomo Zalman starts and he says like this. We'll start the mashal with the case and the glasses. So first we have to understand what the Nesivas said before we want to start to dig into the Nesivas. The Sivis says you don't have to pay. Yeah, you don't have to pay. It's not worth nothing. Maybe you will ask a kasha for Yom Shabbos Zalman. The Gemara says, "Gozal chometz." We'll learn that as Hashem will start Perek Agoyza. The other of a Pesach, a person stole chometz and Pesach passed through. He could say, "Reishul Chalafanecha." He could return it. So what if someone goes and burns away this chometz? No one could use this chometz. There's no price. Chometz all of a Pesach also banned. The only one that can use it is the Bailim, or the Ganav. The Ganav could give it to the Bailim, and he could say, Arei Shechol Lefanecho. And the Gemara says that Be'etzem Yipotu, even though it's worth for him money. And the Reb Shimon, the Omar, the Dovar, the Geirim, the Mamon, the Mamon, the Mamon, the Yichayev. So first, we see a little bit like the Nesivas, on one hand, that Be'etzem, everyone else is Patu. Right? Only if you, I'm sorry, I'll explain myself. If someone burns it, why you potu? For me, it's worth a lot of money. It's worth the pat of my name. And we see that if you don't want to have to pay me. Why no one has to pay me? It's worth for me a lot of money. It's worth for me a lot of money. So lechul it's a raya brought in the Nesivas before Reb Shimon. And dear, this bread is not worth for you. If you will give it, you'll be potter from different money that someone will owe you. This is not called that it's worth for you. The glasses are worth for me. Not because if not I have to buy different glasses. Because I need the glasses. The letter is very important for me. This bread is not really important for me. This is the reason if you're a bell and you potter and you can't prove from here that even if it's for me worth an hour of my money, you're chayav. So we don't have a riot in the Nesivas from that chelik. I maybe mechayev me legor alafi Reb Shimon. So why the Nesivas themselves potu? So Reb Shimon, Dir is be'etzem worth money bechefza for the world. Just now it lost the money, then you say, Dover again l'mamen k'mamen dami. This is a little bit hard to explain why l'fi the Nesivis, at least l'fi Reb Shimon, is not called Dover again l'mamen k'mamen. But Reb Shimon Zalman Auerbach wants to say, the two double portions, that a person doesn't, that has to pay this money. And it's called worth money. And the measurement of selling it is a zaitik azach. But here it's worth money. Even if it's a gemara l'moshel, if a person makes a mashkin, he borrows a 1,000 zuz, and he gives his friend a little mashkin. If the friend loses the mashkin, he lost the money. The gemara says, if you mazik the mashkin, you're not chayiv. If the person needs the mashkin, because if not, he loses the money. Again, the mashkin is not worth money. Just if he loses the mashkin, he lost the money. But we're going back to the case of the glasses, and the case of the letter, and the sivas, simen, kuf mem chesiv, cotton aleph, wants to say yipoto. I'm saying it's a very big chiddush. It's good to see it inside with all different kashas and tirutzim. And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say that yichai. Zalman Shlomo Zalman, I want to discuss the raya. One more case of Shlomo Zalman speaks. Someone is eating something. He's about to swallow it. You go, you grab it out of his mouth. No one will pay for that food money. But for this person, it's his whole lunch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, pay the whole lunch. Pay $1,000 if it's a good restaurant. I know we'll pay for the food already. Doesn't make a difference. What is the Rai? Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Rai of the Nesivis was by us. The Gemara declares, if a lady sells the Ksuvah, who owns the Teva Sanoi of the money? The Rai, what is the, how she sells the Ksuvah? She tells someone, listen, if my husband divorces me, or if he dies before me, I will get the ksuvah lamazagin of $1,000. So pay me now $500 and you will have that right. Zog the Gemara, who gets that right? If she gives $500, so for sure, if she dies, the person that gets the ksuvah gets the ksuvah. I'm sorry, if the husband dies, so the person that bought the ksuvah will get the ksuvah. If she gets divorced, the person that bought the ksuvah will get the ksuvah. Now that she's living and she got $500, who owns this $500? Same as she comes to Isha Konabayla or not? Zog the Gemara, you cannot say as she comes to Isha Konabayla. What is the raya? Because the Mishnah says that if Edim said Edus, that the lady will lose her ksuba, and then the Huzmu, they have to pay the lady how much it's worth it for her today to sell it. They said that she's divorced already and she got a ksuba. So now the Edim is there, me. So she says, you lost me my ksuba. So Chazal say, how much you measure? How much a lady will pay for someone? I don't know how much someone will pay the lady off to get it out of the ksuba, and how much the lady will agree to have this ksuba sold? How much money she wants? $500. So the Gemara, if the money goes to the husband, so she never could make that money. So if she could never make that money, b'meile, so why do Edim Zayim have to pay her a penny? Is a raya that when she sells it, she owns the money that doesn't go to the husband. Maybe she will want to sell it. Maybe it's worth for $500. Zot the Nesivis, but you have to be a lamman to hear this raya. If we'll say that when a person is mazik something that is only worth for me, you have to pay me, this ksuba is worth for her 500 zuz. You're right, she could never sell it. Because in the day that she sells it, the husband will take away the money. I believe so the husband will not take the money. For how much she will sell it? For 500. So it's worth 500 for her. No boss. Shemaisa is no technical, no, it's not soldable. Because it will never change hands. Because the lady will never want to sell it. Because if she sells it, the husband will take it away from her. But how much it's worth? 500 zuz. So why did Gemara say that I'll call the money doesn't go to the husband? The money will go to the husband. Just what? To prove how much it's worth to someone to pay. Now, she would gather that son because we go to the husband. And Isaac is going to see this. If there's no way to sell it, it's not called worth. Maybe if you break the glasses, that is no way to sell them. Even though it's worth $500 for you, you don't have to pay. It's a raya brur, but we cannot pay this. And Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shleime, Simen Kuf Dalet, tries to slug up this raya. And he says, avada un avada, you have to pay. If you break glasses, you have to pay. If you take out food, you have to pay. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? So he says, I don't want to go into it, that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not worth money. Avada, it's worth money. The Gemara means a whole different cheshbon. That while the husband will get that money, so they will mazik the husband and they will not mazik the isha. Under a pshat in the sugya here. But again, an honest guess, just to know that l'chure, you have to know how to find maybe a different pshat in the Gemara to miyashad the psak of Shum Zaman Neuerbach. So zok la'aloche, how basic will pass to the Chai Gavne, chvayt ish l'mayse v'ostotot.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.